hour. Listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you got your snowsuit on and you're out running around doing a little last-minute Christmas shopping, because the Grilling Guys are going to help you with that. If you're just joining in, you missed the first segment. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance is co-hosting with me today. Barbecue Bob is out doing some training for his professional position. So we're having a little bit of fun, Brad, and you brought in some venison jerky, man. You got a good twist on that one, brother.
Thank you so much. I was just had the thought of Bob actually wearing a tie, and I chuckled just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little. I mean, it's, yeah, no, meat. How do you go wrong with meat?
You can't.
I was thinking my wife for Christmas, could I buy her a vacuum or steak?
How about a vacuum sealer for the meat?
I have that already.
Oh, okay.
So I go with a nice prime rib instead.
Yeah, we'll be talking with Tim Sobey in a few minutes. But right now on the live line, we've got one of our longtime friends and sponsors, Alan Bob Sports. Scott, you out there, brother?
Yeah, and I'm not wearing a tie either.
All right.
I just can't imagine Bob being a professional.
Well, yeah. You know what? I was just thinking, too, what a great gift for my wife would be? A handgun.
Yeah.
A handgun.
You guys got any of those there, Scott?
We might have one.
New fishing pole, maybe?
That'll fit her hand perfect. Now, guys, we got a lot of stuff going on here. In case a lot of the viewers or listeners didn't know, we're moving at the end of the month. So we're gonna be moving down the road to 68th and 131. But right now we've got a moving sale going on. Everything in the store.
Okay, so for those of the people that don't know, Alan Bob Sports is in the south side of Grand Rapids, and they are going through a new move, as Scott said. So what can I expect if I've not been to the store? What do I see when I walk in besides your mug?
Well, you'll see everybody's smiling face, but we got a lot of stuff. I mean, we're pretty stocked up still. We're moving out some of the summer stuff, and you know the ice fishing thing is coming on strong, and you know how excited I am about ice fishing.
I do. Hey, how was your deer season? You guys always do a big buck contest, but that's because you sell just a boatload of guns and bows and crossbows, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we had a great big buck photo contest. The deer this year were absolutely phenomenal. It made it so hard to pick winners. But yeah, we've sold a lot. We've gone through a lot of guns. We've gone through quite a few bows. So yeah, it's been a good season, and we still got a lot left. I mean, we're for the Christmas holiday, we're still stocked up pretty good.
So what's the hottest item? What's blowing out of there right now that you think you've got the best deal on in town?
I'm gonna go with the ice fishing stuff right now. I mean, the guys are swarming in here right now, and it's hard to see anything else. They're buying so much ice fishing stuff.
So there's ice out there right now. You're a sports shop, right? So you guys get the fishing report, and you know who's buying bait. For me, I love ice fishing, but I'm not the first guy on the ice. I got this full figure, and the last thing I need to do is swim for a fish.
Yeah, I'm normally thinking about a month
correct.
And a half.
I'm behind you. that's how long I wait.
Yeah, but there's guys out there right now, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's guys. I mean, we're talking to people around the area, and the ice is starting to build up towards Cadillac. You know, they're always the first ones, and Cadillac Mitchell. I mean, that area up in there. It's always the hot spot for all of us. They're ready to go up there. They're raring. We talked to Pilgrim's Village up there, and they're raring to go right now. So, and the likes around here, I've got some pretty good ice reports from south of here down in Allegan. So you just gotta you gotta use some common sense. If you're gonna go out right now, make sure you have a spud. And we have those for sale too. We just got regular standard spuds. I mean, make sure you have a spud and make sure you have it tied to you.
Yeah.
That'll give you a chance. That'll give you a chance before you end up swimming back to shore.
Hey, Scott, quick question for you here.
Yeah.
You guys doing a lot with those fish finders, ice fish finders?
Yes, sir.
When I bought my first fish finder for the ice fishing, it absolutely changed my life. So any of those guys that are out there getting in the sport, that is probably, are those wives thinking about something for their husband? That is an amazing gift too.
Oh, it's a necessity. I can't even imagine. I mean, I used to do it back in the day, you know, back before all the fancy stuff. You go out and drill a couple holes and hope you hit them right on the head. But now it's a necessity.
Yeah, my old man, 5-gallon bucket.
I have a guy here that can point you in the right direction. He does it to everybody, and he's very good with the ice stuff.
Scott, one of the latest developments in ice fishing, excuse me, is the auger that is put on a drill motor. And you guys have those adapters there, don't you? That is a great little $20, $30 gift if you've never had any. Explain what that does.
We got bunches of them. Well, all it is it's just it's an arbor that mounts to your drill. And then you mount the end of your ice auger. You take the handle off it. You mount the auger part of your ice auger into that arbor. You also have a safety ring that snaps onto your auger. So if it rattles off the drill and it heads down through the hole, it stops it. So you don't have to come back and buy another auger. But yeah, I mean that is a cheap, inexpensive insurance policy for the ice fisherman.
And I tell you what, I grew up with the spoon augers. That's how old I am. And then, you know, when you thought you had the cat by the tail, you got one of those Mora augers, right, with the double blades, and it had the little spiral slush thing on it. Well, then now it's like you buy an auger, you buy this adapter, and you bring your DeWalt or your Milwaukee or whatever power drill motor you have, which is battery operated, right? You mount that thing on there, and it coincides with the fish finders, because now you go out, a battery, depending on the thickness of the ice, might do 40, 50 holes for you in a day. Yep. So you just run around and punch a bunch of holes, and then you follow that guy around that's doing that with the fish finder till you mark them, and then bang, you're fishing, right? I mean, completely changes the game on ice fishing.
Just like a boat on ice, only different.
Right. Oh, yeah, a lot different. Yeah. Anyway, so what else? Hey, if people don't know where you are, where is Allen Bob Sports?
Well, we're 3100 South Division. We're 3 blocks south of 28th Street on the left-hand side of Division.
Okay, and where are you moving to, Scott?
We're moving to 68th Street and 131. We'll be at 510 68th Street Southwest. It's still Grand Rapids. Millbrook Tack, we're moving into that building.
Okay, yep, that was right on the east side of the highway. If you're coming north from Kalamazoo or headed south down toward the casino, wherever you may be going. And when are you going to be open down there?
Now, we're closing this down December 30th, and we're starting to move January 2nd. We're figuring about, we're figuring about 2 weeks we'll be up and running. But like I'm telling everybody, just stay tuned, because I'll do some posts on the internet, on Facebook. We'll try to get some posts up on our website to let people know what our progress is.
In the meantime, get down to Allen Bob's on 3100 South Division. There's a liquidation sale going on, and there are some great deals for your holiday fishermen on your list. And make sure you get down there and take advantage of some of these sales. You're going to be helping them out, and you're going to get some great deals on some top quality equipment.
Well, not only great deals, great people, local business.
Right.
That's what
it's
all about.
We'll get you set up with whatever you need to get set up with. I don't like calling it a liquidation sale, because then I get all the questions about, are we going out of business? I like calling it an inventory reduction sale.
You got
That'll make it easier on Scott when I got to carry the boxes into the new store.
That's it. Hey, Scott, thanks for your time today, brother, and happy holidays to you and your family. And tell Merle we said hey. And we'll be chatting with you soon, and I'm going to darken your door and come down and take advantage of some of those sale items that are there.
I hope you do, Jop, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we hope to see everybody at our new location, but take advantage of what we got going now. It's great. It's a great Christmas idea.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
All right, guys.
Thanks. That's Scott from Allen Bob Sports on South Division here in Grand Rapids. Our friends up north, worth making a trip. This is a single-site sporting goods store, and the beauty of Allen Bob's always is everybody in there hunts and fishes and knows and uses the equipment that they sell, kind of like Brad here at Garrett's.
I've never touched a grill.
Right,
let's be honest.
Right,
I subcontract that out most of the time.
Coming up next, thinking about touching a grill? Well, touch it with a little bit of Perfect Prime Rib. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Tim Sobey of Sobey Meat. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party. party's on. The feeling's here that only comes.